Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over podcast page on Spotify.
What's going on, guys? Stylus and Double back in the building for another Talk Over episode. Double's under the weather today, but I've forced him in front of the camera and he should be there. Is he there?
He's there. He's there. Bruv, this body clock
feels... We tried this already today once.
Yeah, this is no joke, mate. This body clock stuff. We have to do an episode. We can't do it today, but we have to do an episode on the fucked up body clock of a DJ.
Yeah, that's real.
Bruv. Yeah.
So you went to bed at 4 o'clock this morning and got up at 7.
I couldn't get to sleep. I went to bed. It was a Sunday last night, so I went to bed at like 11:30. I had an early night, so I don't play out on Sundays. I went to bed at 11:30, and I'm just lying there like a fucking plank, wide awake until 4 a.m. with my body.
That's the thing when you do so many late nights, bro. Yeah, man. When you do too many late nights in a row, and then you try and get an early one on the other side of it, it just never works.
Yeah, well, I was up at 3 a.m. to take my I was up at 7 a.m. to take my son to school, so I had exactly less than 3 hours sleep. I'm fucked. Okay. Not gonna lie.
Fair dues. Sorry, bro.
No, you're good.
I'm fresh right now. Just come from a spin class. You know what I mean?
Fucking
feeling
spin.
Good. Spin class. I'm a proper girl right now. You know, I'm on this health kick, brother. So you see this whole body clock, late night eating. I'm trying to lock everything in. I'm trying to be healthier right now.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Me too. I had to skip the gym today. That was not happening.
Dead guy. Anyway, quick one today. Quick check in. Found a little thread on Twitter this week. You've probably seen it. I think most DJs would have seen it. Yeah. It was the unpopular opinion DJ edition. There's been all sorts of unpopular opinions going around the DJ edition. It was going to arise somewhere along the line. It's there. And we're going to break down. We're going to break down a couple of things.
Let's go through some of the replies, man.
Bro, I just had a little flick through then. There's some joke with some banter ones, you know.
First up, we've got a shout out, DJ SK. So
yes.
DJ SK is the guy. SK is the guy that posted it up on Twitter. So that's the one that came to my attention. And yeah,
the guy just posted a picture of some pioneers. Just literally just a picture of pioneers and put unpopular opinion DJ edition.
And that's it. His reply has got shelled.
Yeah, man. I posted one. Did you get involved?
You know what? I feel like I did. I retweeted it with a comment, but I can't find it anywhere. I can't find my own fucking opinion on it.
I feel like it was more of unpopular opinion / DJs having a good moan.
Yeah, that's what someone said in the comments.
Hashtag gripes, literally. Yeah.
Someone said it in the top comment. They said, this is just full of normal opinions and DJs moaning.
I think it just give a chance for us DJs to like vent off a little bit and post some stuff that most days we might not post in it. So it was the little fishing line to reel the DJs in. I posted one. So I'll tell you what I posted.
Yes,
we may
tell
as well
us
start
yours.
It off on mine, innit?
Tell us
so
yours.
Mine's a bit of a personal pet hate. I think we spoke about it before. So I retweeted and I posted, there's rules to putting acapellas over beats when you're making refixes. You can't just slap anything over the top like it's jam on toast. Hashtag mix in key.
Yes.
it's a basic one, bro, but...
No, but do you understand how many people don't understand about having the acapella and the instrumental in key with each other?
Do you know what I mean?
That's a mad one, because also, like, when you're doing it live in the club, it doesn't matter as much. Like, I'll just do some on the fly. In the club, I don't think it matters as much, but it's when you get sent them or when you see them online and they've posted and done the video mashups and all sorts and the shit's just completely out of key. That's jarring, man.
Or you see them videos on Instagram where someone's just playing a cappella and then just does the basic duh, drops the beat over the top.
Yeah.
And then drops a horn at the end and that's the end. But the acapella and the beat just don't even fit.
Dead.
And Bear Man are in the comments gassing mediocre flex.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. Dead. I think that's part of the problem. Like, I'm all for...
No, the people that gas it, they don't know. They don't understand it.
Exactly, I'm all for like, DJs supporting DJs.
They don't get that whole
mixing DJs.
Key. Exactly, man. Exactly that. But that was my pet hate anyway, bro, because I've been hearing some bad ones.
Yeah.
Mad. Yo, check this, bro. Check this. Where's he gone? Where's the post gone? Right, so someone...
Come on, this guy I've lost the thread,
this,
so you have to
this
take
guy
the
can't, this guy
it.
Can't be in England. Oh, it is. It's England, United Kingdom. Right, I'm not... Oh, I hope this person doesn't follow me. Let's just read it out. Someone is doing a club night.
Okay, yeah, go on.
Called the Unpopular Opinion Edition. The Unpopular Opinion DJ Edition as a club night. Controller versus CDJ. Hashtag Don't Clang 2019.
Fucking hell. What? So
someone's
what about-
fully off the back of it is putting on a club night.
What about turntables, man? I know CDJs versus controllers. Put some turntables in there. I'll fucking...
Controller versus CDJ.
Spin everyone.
I was going to say, we'd be the perfect people to go on that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, talk about Don't Clang. Yeah, I'll spin everyone on the line. Oh, fuck. All right, let's have... someone's actually doing a club night called that as well. That's a bit mad.
Yeah, it's a bit leave it, that, isn't it? That's a bit leave. Somewhat, this thread is full of normal opinions and DJs generally moaning. Chris Vibes, that's true.
All right, so Super Tiley...
Yeah, I'd have seen this one. Go on.
Wheel ups, air horns, and other sound bites and DJ effects can't cover up poor level of basic DJ skills. Beat mixing, phrasing, EQing. Like,
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what? I have my own opinion on people using sound effects and stuff in the club. And personally, I don't really like it.
Do you use them?
No. The only time that use them... if I'm doing any kind of showcase. So like normal club nights, you'll never hear any kind of sound effects. But if there's like a stage with a host or whatever and is any kind of, or if I'm performing with artists and stuff like that, you know, so if the artist's doing a PA and I'm DJing for them, that's when you'll get like the bomb explosion at the end of a track. Do you know them ones? So those kind of things, it just adds to like the drama of the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's it. Like if you're not using it to cover up stuff, like some people use it over like to make a dodgy transition or some people just go ham with the sound effects.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've never ever come across anyone I've not heard anyone like clang and then fire sound effects to cover it up. But I have heard some pretty bad DJs that still use sound effects. And I just think, brother, if you put as much time and effort into your actual skills as you did into your sound effects, you'd be a half decent DJ.
I use them, but not like, to be fair, I've got to hold my hands up, man. I used to beat up the sound effects because, like, I remember me and G2, right? We were one of the first people to get hold of the One Extra sound effects back in the day. Yeah, won't say where they came from, but they were like the rarest. Obviously, everybody has them now, but at the time, they were the rarest sound effects ever. Like that, when you got hold of that glass smash. Or the glass smash with the horn. Bro, you were gassed back then. And then I don't know how, but every DJ in England managed to get hold of them. And I remember like everything you listened to was just covered in the One Extra glass smash and the horn. And I used to beat them up. I think as I've got older, now it's more like I use my own stylus ident.
Yeah.
Obviously, like not overly bait, but I'll just drop it in like in a mix like here and there just to let people know, innit?
Yeah.
Or if the crowd is gassed going ham, then I'll fire it off.
I was lucky with my sound effects. I want to big up DJ Master Millions from Boston, yeah? He's a guy that I met probably about 10 years ago now. And he actually sent me a zip folder full of sound effects. And it's got the bomb effects that I use, the glass smash, the air horn, like that reggae siren and stuff.
They're all
completely different to what people in the UK use. I haven't heard another English DJ with the same bomb smash as me. So I'm pretty fortunate. I've got some fucking exclusive sound effects. I think that's the key, innit?
That's the key, man. Like, create your own sound, like your own sound effects better.
And keep them as well. Like, this sounds proper hateful as fuck, but with your sound effects and stuff, you can actually create an identity for your brand in terms of like your mixtapes and stuff.
So I
would personally say, don't share your sound effects. And that sounds, like I said, it sounds hateful as fuck, but like...
Yeah, or just make your own and keep them for yourself, innit? Like you
said. Exactly. Like, because then you can actually, you see in your mixes, it means your mixes won't sound exactly the same as everyone else. And when you hear a certain sound effect, people will get used to it and they will associate that sound effect with your mix. But if you're using the same one as everyone else, you just sound like everyone else, innit?
I grabbed an Air Media Effects light pack from a radio producer that I knew years ago, and it was like splitters and like look like a mate. There's like 10,000 sound effects in this folder. I just went through there and like tried to mix and match a few together, and obviously add my own effects to them and beefed them up a little bit. And yeah, man, nice. I still use a couple of the bait horns and that, but you know, anyway.
Maybe you know what? Maybe that's my unpopular opinion. Don't share your sound effects. That's my unpopular opinion.
You tight bugger.
Don't give a fuck.
Stacey Fox said this as put, female DJs should do better. No shade though. Cheeky.
Female DJs should be better.
No sending for the female DJs, but SK Mix supplied and put, I don't know what female DJs you're listening to, but the female DJs I know are doing bits. Yo, the female DJs are doing bits.
No, but she has got a point though. There are some dead ones out there, bro.
Oh yeah, there's dead DJs in general, innit?
That's the thing, it's not, I think.
Yeah, the reply was, not saying they're all shit, but most don't even blend properly. Don't let the other tunes running off between each other and jump from genre to genre too quick. I could go on, but this also applies to lots of male DJs too.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a female DJ problem. That's a DJ problem.
Yep.
Definitely.
These are not my opinions, by the way, guys. We're reading through a thread right now.
We're going through the Twitter thread.
I got love for the female DJs out here. Come on.
Why do DJs always wheel up after putting on a good hole? Does that mean a good song?
A good hole?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm like, am I missing out on the lingo now? I think it's a typo and she's put, why do DJs always wheel up after putting on a good song? Like.
I hear that. We had this wheel up conversation. Wheel up when the crowd want it. You don't wheel up for yourself.
Oh, I did it again as well. Friday night, some guy walked up to the DJ box and he basically with his hand, you know where they put their hand up and they're like, yo, wheel it up. Bruv, I did the one motion, the money motion. You know, with your fingers, you rub your fingers together.
And he disappeared.
No, he threw 10 quid on the decks. Boom! Wheeled up the tune. Bruv, I could have done that for free. But no. So for all DJs out there, wheel ups are not free. Don't be afraid. Just literally, all you have to do, someone comes up to the DJ box here and they're gassing it, slapping the side of the DJ box. Wheel up the tune. Just look at them and do this. Don't smile at them either because they'll think you're being cheeky. Just literally that. With your fingers. Where's the money, bruv?
I can't see what Double's doing right now, but I'm
doing the money thing. Signals. The money signal. That's it. That's the unit.
I'm having a little flick.
You're having a, pardon? Pause.
I'm having a little flick, right? Sorry. I was speaking out loud then whilst I was reading something. Leave it out.
Right. I've got one here. The mash factor. At the Mash Factor on Twitter, you don't need to constantly adjust the EQs. That's a fair point, actually, but I do that a fair bit. I think that's habit. Do you play with the EQs?
Bro, I do this. Yeah, I do this. I'm always playing with my knobs. I think it's more of a comfort. It's a comfort thing as well. It's like people that play guitar. Pause. Like you have singers that go on stage with guitar and it's like a comfort thing for them.
Yeah.
To have it there. Like when I'm DJing, like... Okay, so there's like a minute in the song where I don't need to mix or do nothing. What do? Just stand there. Like I like to keep moving. Like
yeah.
I won't just touch them for the sake of it, but I don't know, man. I try and keep my hands busy.
Yeah, it's funny actually because you've done tour DJing for an artist as well. You know when you're doing like live PAs for an artist and their song's on, so they're performing and you've got the next song ready, but you just kind of stood there.
You have like 3 minutes to just stand there.
That's when I fuck about with the knobs. Like, if I'm just stood there doing a live PA for someone, I don't want to just stand there.
Just pretend to scratch on the other deck.
Pretend, yeah? Just pretend to scratch. Queuing it forever. But no, I rate that one, actually. Even though I do it myself, you don't need to constantly adjust the EQs. I think that's a good one.
I hear that.
Oh, at Sir MC Flash I wish I could wheel this tweet up. I wish I could change it to capitals and I wish I could retweet it more than once.
Oh yeah, this is one of our favourites. Go on.
Stop rinsing peak time songs during a warm-up set because the club is still empty. Because of your ego wanting to be the one to play Thotiana before the headline DJ touches the decks, allow it.
Allow it, cuz.
That is, if I wasn't big, so big fucking lucky, I'd give you a standing ovation, mate.
Bro, yeah, it's
Sir
so
MC Flash.
We don't even need to get into this conversation again. We've been there.
There's a whole podcast.
People know our views on this one already.
There's a whole
podcast
looking
down
about
now. This one's a good
DJs.
One that I've seen for people that download dodgy music online or are like grabbing it from the wrong source. Some of the songs have 8D audio, while some have a quality of 240p. So you hear a mad change in volume between different songs.
Yeah. That's true, but you know what? That's actually, that comes down to DJs not knowing really how to use the knobs on the mixer correctly. Because if you have a song that's lower, you just put the gain up on that channel, and that's why you're listening to it in your headphones.
Yep, that's true.
Like,
man,
to make sure the levels are there. Use your eyes, because on the mixer, there's the little lights, the LEDs that light up, the green, then yellow, then red.
Yep.
You want all that to be the same level before you start mixing up. And that's what the gain, there's a tiny little knob at the top of the channel called the gain, and that boosts the volume for that channel. So like, that comes down to just people not knowing how to use a mixer. Like, that's basic shit. That's the stuff you should learn in your first hour of being a DJ. How to learn, like, is it not? How to use every single button on the mixer. Like, the fuck are you gonna get in and fly a plane and not know what the buttons do? No.
You can try. Don't know if, not sure that'd go well.
You're gonna clang, aren't you, on the way down? No, smashing to the
ground. I am_DJT.
You're jumbling it up. You're jumbling up the order.
No, I'm not. I'm flicking through the thread.
It's all in a different order to mine, but I've got it. It's all right.
I'll actually like this one because this is quite true. This is the reason why I just did my tour, because I felt like I was falling into that safety zone, like where you feel like you're just repeating the same shit, man. A lot of DJs don't know when they play the same effing beep over and over, you're actually teaching the crowd to react to just that. Like, and that was the way I felt, like, being in my residency for like so long. Like, you just get to a point where you feel like you just need to freshen it up
and
I don't know, man. Listen to some other DJs and see, and just I don't know, man. Like, I just felt like I had to freshen up my stuff because I felt what he said. I felt I was repeating myself a little bit, like I was a bit falling into that programmed set. Like, and I hate that, man. I hate it. Like,
it's
so I switched
tricky,
all my swatter around, took a few weeks off, and jumped up and down the country and just checked out a few dope people, and I went back on the first Friday, just gone and absolutely langed it and felt fresh.
So, and I bet you probably played some new songs, not even new, but fresh songs for the set that you haven't played for a while, innit?
Exactly that, man. Like, my sets over the weekend, I just ended up going in a completely different direction and just completely freshened up. So I hear that, man.
That's important to do, man.
DJs fall into that without even realising.
I won't lie, bro. I occasionally do as well. You get into safety mode because if you've got residencies, you know what the audience react to. And sometimes it even might be a case of you've had a long day working on some other shit and you're a bit tired, so you just know the safe songs to play, innit? Or you just might not be in that mood. Like, you might not be in
the risk taking. When the liquor comes out, jeez, when the liquor comes out, I'll be finding songs that I didn't even know was in my Serato.
Oh, mate.
Trust me, I get drunk
when
I've had a drink.
I think sometimes I'm better when I'm drunk.
I think because it boosts your confidence like tenfold.
I definitely take a lot more risks when I'm drunk. There'll be songs. If I was playing, perfect example is Newcastle. The first time I played Newcastle, I can't remember the name of the venue now, but shouts to Ads. And Cubal was there. Cubal was spinning up there as well. But it was Ads Dawkins that booked me for it. What was that spot called? You know the long, narrow one in Newcastle? Cubal used to play at.
Bomb Bar,
that's the one.
Yeah, I played sick there. Good
first
spot.
Time I played there. But if I'd been sober, I wouldn't have played it. But at the time, Styler G, Yazimi was quite brand new. And because I was drunk, I was like, fuck it, I want to hear this song, so I'm playing it. And I played it, and it worked, bruv. It didn't kill the place. People were vibing.
The thing is, when you're
it.
Drunk, yeah, you don't care about what the crowd think of innit? You, innit? When you're sober, you drop it, knowing that the whole room could look at you funny. Or yeah. If you're liquored, I'll just be like, what?
Real quick.
Look at me funny, bro. I don't care.
Yeah, innit? Like, I'm vibing to this song regardless. I don't give a fuck.
That's a good one still. That's a good one. I've gone off the thread. I'm having a look. I've searched it on the timeline because there's loads from all over the place. Like, I'm finding ones in America and stuff here.
Yeah, go on.
Some fellow DJs are worse at bothering the DJ when they're playing than drunk people asking for requests.
Yeah. That's one. I
won't name no DJs, man, but that's happened a couple of times. You're trying to DJ and they know how DJing goes. But they'll chew your ear off. And I'm like, yo, the song's about to run out, bro.
I used to be a little bit responsible for that, I think.
What, you used to be the guy that chewed people's ears off?
No, not chew people's ears off, but I'd go in, even though I've cussed it in the last podcast, I'm talking about in my early days, going out, getting drunk, I'd wheel up a tune for someone else. Like, I'd be drunk and gassed. And even if, like, I wouldn't just do it to a stranger. If there was my friend, I'd wheel up the tune. Stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? I'd pester him a bit too much than I should have. Oh, my brain's shot to bits.
It's like when people come to the booth and they try and have a full conversation in your ear. And it's like, you can't, I can't have a full conversation whilst I'm doing my set.
I swear, bro. I've bumped into someone in the club. Yeah, I bumped into someone in the club that I haven't seen since school, and they're asking like, "Oh, what have you been up to? Like, are you for real, bro? It's been like 15
I've got
30
seconds. What do you want
to
know?
Yeah, it's been like 15 years since I've seen you, and you're talking about what have I been up to? Fucking hell!
I'm just gonna squeeze in 90 seconds before this song runs out. I just had a good one as well, man. I found some good ones here. I'll keep flicking. I'll keep missing them. Unpopular opinion. Club Flyer edition.
The Club Flyer edition. Go on.
You don't need a half-naked chick on your flyer to get people to come. Just to have a dope venue and DJ. The fucking end. That's from Steely Dan Albin. And she's in Charlotte. So this DJ Fred is reaching far and wide, you know.
Yeah.
Popular opinion. Yeah, that's right. A lot of chicks on flyers, man. That shit died a long time
ago.
Yeah,
what year is this? 2006?
Yeah, that stuff was.
I like, that's when people were putting them on their mixtape as well. what else could there be? So I'm now just thinking of stuff that loads of people do or loads of DJs do that I don't like.
I don't have many unpops. Like you say, most of them are just gripes and complaints, aren't they? They're not really unpopular opinions.
Yeah.
It's more of a personal gripe thing. Like, I had my one with the remixes. I'm sure there's more. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I should have got involved a bit more with this thread, to be honest. There's flipping loads. If you DJ for a rapper, I'm not trying to hear you press no extra ad-lib shit or even hear your goddamn voice over the actual performer.
not over the performer, but...
You can't shout over the rapper.
But I do agree that a good DJ with good mic work enhances a performer. It enhances the rapper, or at least, if not the DJ, someone else on the stage with him. Because you got to think, some of these rappers, bruv, like, they've got a lot of words to fit into a sentence. So... by having that extra person, sometimes they need the last couple of words of the sentence just done by someone else so they can catch a quick breath or whatnot. Like, I actually get that one, but it has to be done the right way and it has to be done well. Like,
if
they're trying to go bar for bar with the rapper, like, nah, sit yourself down, bruv.
I'm just flicking through the rest of this thread. It's actually not as long as I thought it was, this thread. I've come to the end. I've come to the end of this shit. Oh, do we have any gripes? What's our gripes, Dubs? Have we got any?
You know what? Mine literally, I think, is just... Here's one. This might be an unpopular opinion. Tour DJs for artists, when they get the 15 minutes before the artist comes on or whatever, shouldn't just blast through the biggest bangers of the night in 15 minutes. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to switch this opinion up right here. tour DJs for artists shouldn't have a DJ set on the night. There, that's my unpopular opinion, because I know there's going to be a lot of people disagreeing
with
me.
What about... Yeah, nah, do you know what? I semi-agree, unless the DJ knows how to do it properly, because you normally get that DJ that comes in and not with no regard for the night after the performance.
Nope. Nope. So all they want to do is just their 15
off everything with the shittiest mix and blend
well.
After time.
Yep.
Every banger, and then the guy performs, so that's the peak of the night. It's hard enough for a DJ coming on after that anyway when it's a long night, because that's the peak of it. So then it becomes... It's just a bit harder for you to keep it moving as powerful as you would normally towards the end. But if the DJ's rinsed every rhythm in 15 minutes, then you're definitely in shit street.
So yeah,
the nights normally die slowly when that happens after the performance.
Oh, they die real quick, brother. And it's hard work. As a DJ, it's hard work to keep the night going. And obviously, you know as well, like, most of us have the opinion of if a song has been played... No matter what time of night, no matter who's played it, it can't get played again.
Yeah, I have that rule. I never repeat songs.
So that's the thing. So like, if someone comes on 15 minutes before their artist and they burn through every single major tune, but like, yeah, I just feel like tour DJs shouldn't have DJ sets.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout, to be fair. That's not a bad shout. Or they come out and... Like, I played with Example, I did a night with Example the other week, and they had a DJ, and he came on beforehand, and he did like a 10-15 minute set. But it was... Bruv, I didn't know any of the frigging songs that he played.
Right.
But my man got the crowd gassed.
Yeah.
So when an Example come on, place absolutely went off, but he'd not played any of the rhythm, so I managed to keep the flow for another 2 hours after, right, to the
end. Okay, that's...
And it was nice.
That's a perfect example of how it should be then. How it should
be. I didn't know any of the songs, bro. I Shazammed a couple of them. I'm not going to lie. DJ Shazam. Hype. Was it DJ Hype?
Oh, DJ Hype's a bad man producer. Is it drum and bass? Yeah.
Was it DJ Hype? Example's tour DJ. I can't remember his name now. Let me search this guy. Because, he was dope, you know.
Yeah.
He did... Like, I was playing on one of... Obviously, I had my Serato plugged in. So then... He had to come in on his USBs. But my man did some next technique to mix out of my track.
Yes.
Like,
we were talking about that the other day as well, innit?
He looped up some next thing, started adding this effect, but then I was allowed to unplug all my shit and it kept running like he'd stored it in some sample bank somewhere. Something that I didn't even know this mixer was capable of. Yeah. And then dropped in his next tune and everything was seamless, man. It was like the crispest changeover ever.
Sick. Yeah, you need to find that guy's name, man. We need to big him up.
I'm going to find him for you right now. I'm searching.
Okay, so that's the unpopular opinion then. So the tour DJs can only have a set before their artist comes on if they're not going to burn through all the biggest tunes. However, I do get their problem, because obviously if the DJ beforehand isn't performing, or if he's holding back a bit, and if the crowd aren't quite ready, you need to gas them up.
Found him. DJ Wire.
DJ Wire.
Yep.
Shouts to DJ Wire. Let me follow
DJ Wire. I found him. Tour DJ, for example.
Is he on Instagram?
I'm on his Twitter. At Samuel Wire it is. Very, very sick DJ, bro. Dope DJ, man. Man was scratching, flicking little effects, hosting the set. My man gassed it up proper, man. Like, that was an exception.
Samuel Wire.
Yeah, I don't know what his, I don't know if his Insta would be the same, but yeah, follow my guy, man. He was dope. Let's see if he's on Insta.
Can't find him. Anyway, that's my unpopular opinion there.
We're not even going to have time for mine, mate, because we're about to run out of time.
You did yours at the start about mashups.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, mine was a light-hearted one, to be fair.
Have you got another one?
I've probably got loads. We could go on for ages doing this. So it's probably best leaving it there.
Follow Stylus on Twitter if you want to see more of his unpopular opinions.
Yeah, but, to be fair, Twitter is where I talk a lot of... I just use Twitter to talk shit, basically, and banter people. And then I use my Insta for more business and a bit more serious on my Insta. Twitter is football and music chat, basically. That's it. So if you don't like football, you don't like music, don't follow me on there, basically.
I like music, but I don't like football. So what should I do?
I know, because you're a batty. Joke. Anyway. Right, Dubs, I'll let you go, mate, because I know you got a set to get to.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me, bruv. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on my Talk Over podcast.
Oh, until the
next
time, then.
Flipping, subscribe to the channel, all of that stuff. Apple Music will be up this week.
Yes,
I've sent double all the audio, so he's got one job.
Yeah,
hopefully he can do that.
It will be up this week, 100%, every episode as well. We're putting a backlog up, so if you've missed any and you use Apple Music, the podcast will be there. Check out at TalkOverPod on Twitter.
TalkOverPod on Twitter.
Yeah,
man.
So follow us.
I might build an Instagram soon, but I'm gonna wait for now.
Too much time on your hands, mate. also, don't forget, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us on Spotify, whatever your platform is that you want to consume this amazing podcast. Get your ass on it and make sure you follow. Show some love.
Swag. All right, next time.